All right, thank you. I'm Sam Wortman from the University of Nebraska. I'm here representing our OREI team from 2014, looking at abrasive weeding and organic grains and vegetables. So abrasive weeding overall is a tactic, a weed control tactic, where we use compressed air to propel any type of gritty material into the crop row to shred and kill weeds. It depends on a size difference between your crop, which is larger, and your weeds, which are smaller. So overall, our objectives of this project, we wanted to take this concept, which was first developed in organic corn and soybeans, and adapt it to vegetable crop systems. So to do that, we needed to have a new applicator, because the old applicator was four-row, designed for those row crop systems. So we were looking at a new applicator. We wanted to also look at the use of organic fertilizers so that we could improve the overall utility of this tactic to fertilize crops at the same time as controlling weeds. So we wanted to look at nitrogen value. And then we wanted to see how compatible it was with other tactics that are used in vegetable systems, like mulches, whether it's straw or bioplastics or plastics. We wanted to look at a partial budget analysis. Is this profitable for different types of growers? And then we had an outreach objective with eOrganic. So looking at some different applicators that were developed, this first one on the top right is the original applicator, not part of this project, for organic grains. The second one there is that pull type that was developed, the second generation. Two nozzles, it's modular, so we can do over-the-top applications, side of the row applications. And then we backed off of that two-nozzle applicator that was a little bit expensive and developed a handheld applicator, which is basically just modified a power washer wand, very ergonomic, a garden cart that you can pull through the field. So this is more for your small-scale, market-scale gardener, very affordable. And then fourth generation, now we're looking at a modular grit system where we can 3D print different parts so that people can build their own applicators for different cropping systems. So in general, looking at the range of weed control and efficacy that we've been seeing with across a lot of different types of grits, just want to highlight two examples here on the high end of weed control. We saw close to 95% control in our green and red pepper systems. The key to success, the weeds that were there were relatively small, cotyledon, one leaf stage, and we were looking at very targeted applications within plastic planting holes. Where we saw the worst weed control was in soybean, ranging from a dismal 0 to 50%. And the challenge there was that we were trying to base applications based on crop growth stage. Weeds got too big in that 6, 7, 8 centimeter tall range where we didn't get effective control. So what are the effects on yield? We can compare to a weedy check, which a weedy check in vegetables is plastic or bioplastic film. And in corn and soybean is just inter-row cultivation with mechanical or flame weeding. So we're able to increase yields in those vegetable systems by as much as 66%, 14% in corn. No yield increase in soybean because of those weed challenges. We're still not quite at the point of the similar yields in the hand-weeded controls, again, because we're not at 100% efficacy consistently. So there's still some engineering challenges that we need to address to improve how those grits are delivered and how effectively we can control those weeds. Overall, we found that abrasive weeding is compatible with those plastic and bioplastic films, but not straw mulch. Not surprisingly, compressed air coming out at Mach 1 speed blows straw mulch away. Organic fertilizer grits, yes, we were able to increase nitrogen in the soil in that same cropping season by as much as 30% in our vegetable crops, increased leaf greenness in corn. And one kind of cool thing in a follow-up study, we've been able to kind of manipulate yields based on the fertilizer analysis of our grits. Profitability, it's profitable in organic vegetables, high-value crops, not as profitable, in some cases losing money in those organic grains. But again, if we don't get 100% efficacy, we can get a more profitable crop using hand weeding. That's your first column compared to the third column is your handheld grit applicator. In terms of outreach, teaming up with eOrganic is a great way to get your information out. We've done webinars, which have a lot of YouTube views. They helped us produce a YouTube video and a fact sheet. We've trained a couple of graduate students, and most importantly, we've been able to leverage the OREI funding into additional projects, looking at new crops, improving the engineering of these applicators. And on-farm adoption, we're hoping that this work is paving the way for that. So in summary, abrasive weeding is most promising when you've got a lot of broadleaf weeds. When you can get into the field when weeds are small, that's true of a lot of tactics. You've got an inexpensive source of grit or a fertilizer that you need to apply anyway. That was kind of one kind of exciting thing of this project. It turns out that these applicators are a great way to side dress fertilizer. If you've got labor issues, if you've got high value crops like organic peppers, and again, we need to continue working on efficacy of these applicators. Thank you.